Hate you guys.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
What? We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back at it again.
Never gets old.
Yeah. I was about to say, this is your second week in a row, and you're only hitting us with like two. What? I need more build up. I need more anticipation. I need more foreplay. But, what's up, everybody? Welcome to AirPods and AirBalls, the podcast where we do half baked takes on basketball, informed opinions on pop culture. Sometimes talking about nothing, but I think more recently we've been talking more about nothing, less about basketball. As always, Joe Crawley here. You can follow me. What Instagram am I going to steal this week? You can follow me at Jermichael Green on Instagram. As always, we got Brad Newsbears 92. Hey, Brad, tell me your favorite type of juice.
Ooh. Oh, man. Can I say Athletic Greens? Does that count?
It's not a juice. That's the most on-brand answer for Brad.
every week, my goal is to come in hot with some sort of, like, I don't even know what to call it, like, trendy merch. Like, last week was, like, the Melene drop for hats.
Yeah.
This week is a plug for Athletic Greens. They are our sponsors, so, you know. You know how, like, every podcast is sponsored by Athletic Greens these days?
Yes.
That's the new sponsor of AirPods and AirBalls.
Do you have a favorite juice, Brad?
I do have a favorite juice. I'm going to go with Passion Orange Guava. Good old Pog.
Oof.
Isn't that what Sarah said? Favorite tropical drink.
Favorite tropical drink. She said Pog.
And she said Pog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
No, that's
it's Pog is solid. So good.
I feel like you guys are on similar wavelength.
Yeah. Sarah's Twitter and TikTok presence gives me life, so I feel like we're destined to be good friends.
Y'all can hang out at Coachella and see if that that friendship is meant to be. I'm not an Athletic Greens guy. I'm a big green juice guy.
Really?
I love a good green. I only drink green juice on vacation, but. But yes, give me my fiber in a liquid form.
Have you not had Athletic Greens before? When you say you're not an Athletic Greens fan.
I've had it. It was all right. Like, I get it. I get the vibe. I get, like, the cool, let me take my refrigerated canister outside every morning take my, like, cylinder-shaped water bottle and shake it up.
Is it bad that I've never heard of this stuff?
Oh, Dom, I gotta get you on. I got Joe on the Melon hat. Athletic Greens is
that's the net.
All right, let me.
Yeah,
I'm about to send Dom a referral code.
This is right up you and Megan's alley, Dom. But anyway, we got Dominic Jaramillo, as always, with the fresh haircut.
Yes, sir,
because that look goes great on an audio medium. Hey, Dom, what's your favorite way to say goodbye?
I think I say later, like later. I think I say it on the, you know, at the end of episodes and stuff, either later or peace. No, I don't know. I think it's later.
Yeah, it's pretty lame answer.
How like, I feel like you criticize every one of my answers.
Well, you should give a good answer. I don't know. I feel like I don't know. When I see later, I don't see fresh haircut with a swoop Dom. I see like old Dom with like the long hair and like a longboard in your hand, like a later skater.
I don't like tell me an acceptable answer. What would be a good answer?
Deuces would be fun.
Deuces. Maybe
if you dropped like a sayonara. Adios, amigo. I don't know. I'm
God, sayonara. That's up Brad's alley.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get into it, right? Like, I guess Dom will go with the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a real agenda this week. We're gonna talk about what's on our minds, and then you know, in the midst of all this rain in California, we all have opportunities to really get into that, get into those feels. So, Brad proposed we do a rainy day song draft. So I have no idea what that is, but I did some research. So we'll see. Also going back to last week, I think the hot takes was a fun topic for people to listen to. And I think next time we do it, we're going to open up the phone lines for our fans and have them run off their hot takes.
So, love that.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
We've got some good ones in DMs and other messages. So
yes.
We'll have a fan participation episode, all 10 of you.
And I just want to give the shout out to the people, you know who you guys are, for backing me up. That Songstraw is indeed trash.
I'm just pissed that we didn't get into that like an hour until an hour into the pod.
We could have done a whole pod on how bad athletic greens. Songstraw.
But yeah, Brad, kick it off. What's on your mind?
Oh, guys, what is on my mind? All right, so you both know, and for the fans who don't know, I'm going to Japan in exact calendar dates in about like 10 days. And I'm thinking about, can I learn Japan in 10 days to get around in Tokyo and Kyoto?
Japanese or Japan?
Japanese.
Japanese. Clearly, it's really affecting my mental state. I can't articulate words. I'm thinking about it. Like, what's the best way I can learn conversational Japanese? Oh my god! someone kick me off this podcast now. before I go to Japan to ensure that I don't get lost in Tokyo or Kyoto. That's what's on my mind.
You're traveling with people, right? Like,
like business school people who are also trying to learn Japanese in 10 days.
Are you going to have self-service?
I am going to have self-service. Google Translate, right?
I think that's one. Japanese is not an easy language to learn, right?
I feel like I just need, what I want is the, okay, like for example, when I go to like Cabo or like, you know, Mexico, like Mexico City, I know like the basic, like, you know, general things of like, I want to ask for this. I want to tell if I'm lost or I need directions, I want to be able to say what I'm looking for, what I'm going for. I want that level of Japanese. Like, can you direct me to the subway or the train, or where can I buy water? Where can I buy tonkatsu? Like, you know, something like that level of, whatever language knowledge. I mean, you guys both have been to Japan. How necessary do you think it is to have that level of Japanese? I keep almost saying Japan.
Okay. I see it in your face, Brad. You're like trying the hard.
I'm like thinking, I have to like pause before I say Japanese just to make sure I don't say Japan.
Like, it's like Joe every time he's trying to say my last name. It's the struggle.
Haranya. So you're going to Kyoto and Tokyo?
So it goes Tokyo, Kyoto, and then back to Tokyo. Correct.
Honestly, like, I don't know, YouTube would probably help, or just watching like some animes or Terrace House. Have you heard of Terrace House? I think we've tried to get you on that.
Yeah.
Is it Netflix?
It is.
It is Netflix.
I'm not watching Terrace House until Joe watches Outer Banks. So.
Mm. I guess you're not learning Japanese.
No, I'm going to watch the Outer Banks eventually, but I don't know. I think there's like basic phrases I think you can learn. Like, I think it would be less like learn to help you get around stuff. It sounds like you're going to like, I mean, if you're going through whole business school, it's probably going to be like, you'll be in like pretty touristy central places,
yeah,
and you'll probably have a guide or something. But you can drop the, like, arigato gozaimasu.
That's, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I got that one.
There you go. There you go. And then before you eat, you hit with like a little itadakimasu.
Yes.
You're there,
right?
Yeah, I'm there.
And then whenever something's cool, you go, sugoi.
Sugoi. Ah,
We should have a test next week. Yeah. We should give you a week. We should give you a week to prepare, and we'll test.
That's great, because next week Thursday will be 24 hours before I leave. So
perfect.
There you go. Like it's all cramming right for the exam.
There you go, friends of the pod. Check back in next week to see how much Japanese Brad has learned.
How much Japanese or Japan?
How much Japan did Brad learn? Yeah. Anyways, I appreciate you guys letting me vent, because that's what was on my mind.
No, we wish you speed, Brad. Learning.
Thank you. Learning Japanese. On this journey.
Yes. Yes.
You almost did it. You almost did it. All right. Who's next?
I'll go. What's on my mind?
What's on your mind, Joe?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
So I've recently got into golf. Golf is like my 2023, like start really bad at something and try to get less bad at it. I'm probably going to the driving range maybe like 2-3 times a week.
Damn, good for you.
Yeah, Dom and I are actually playing around on Sunday. Yeah, we can finally have the AirPods and Airballs Cup. We talked about so long ago. I see you.
The celebrity tournament.
Brad, I see you and like Kush hitting the range every once in a while.
Shout out Kush. Yeah.
I think like obviously besides like having this like new sport that's like better on my knees than basketball is I think it unlocks like a whole new like fashion opportunity and wardrobe vibes, like I just haven't had the opportunity to have before. Right. I'm wearing my Malene hat after like hearing Brad's recommendation. Brad was on the Allo game early, so I know when it comes to nice things, shout out Be Real. Brad's kind of plugged in, but as I see like all these golfers on tour and trying to figure out what my aesthetic's going to be, I'm feeling conflicted. There's a lot there, right? Like, you know, there's obviously like the Tiger look, but then you just look like, you know, like a business person. I've been general loyal to the Nike brand from head to toe. I have a Jordan tattooed on my arm, right? But like, you know, it's just like, there's just, I don't know, like, do I go for funky polos? Is this where I try to put bucket hats in my wardrobe? It's overwhelming. It's almost harder than trying to figure out my swing.
Mm. It is. Yeah, a couple thoughts here. Thanks so much for sure. First of all, clap, 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 clap. Thanks for sharing what's on your mind. vulnerability, it's important. You know what? Golf swag is interesting. I think it says a lot about I think your swing follows your game, right? If you feel good and you feel good in what you're wearing, your swing is going to reflect that. Are you lately thinking, you have the hat game down. I think Melin is a good start for on course.
I think like what I've really like been like a new thing I've like sort of really enjoyed is like, I really like the rope hat. I think the rope hat is a cool look.
Like the rope on top of the bill.
Yeah. Yeah. I got same. My Melin hat is the rope hat. I have another Nike rope hat. I like the look. I think that's like, that's, this is something I'm welcome, but I think it's also, yeah, there you go. I almost bought that exact hat. but no, I think like, you know, am I a fun polo guy? Am I purely a performance polo guy? I'm like rocking vests now and I'm really feeling the vest vibe. Also like even just like the, what's in the bag, right? Like, you know, right now I just have whatever head covers I got from the used clubs I bought, right? But you know, do I buy a Warriors head cover? Do I get like a funny head cover? I think my biggest fear, like with this, I think it's less about how I look, and I think it's more, it's like, I don't want to be the guy at a pickup game wearing a shooting sleeve. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm just scared that like I don't know enough about golf yet to know like what's the shooting sleeve of golf equipment.
I think the shooting, I'll let Dom chime in.
I think maybe the shooting sleeve of golf equipment is probably maybe the push cart. You know, the cart that I was.
The one that you have? Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I bought these things like progressively as I was getting better and better. So like, I feel like I unlocked it type of thing. I unlocked that access with getting to like a certain handicap or something, but yeah, definitely. Like when I was getting into golf, I don't know, like 8 years back, definitely the fashion was like key, you know, like Brad said, if you look good, you know, you'll play good, but you also don't want to look like the idiot like wearing a Michael Jordan jersey at rec or whatever. So I don't know. You just got to go with what you feel, and you just got to rock it, rock whatever with confidence.
See, like, I think I don't want to spend too much time on this, but like, so my natural instinct is just to go towards like all Nike, everything, like Nike polo, Nike pants, Nike shoes. But like, that doesn't feel outside of my comfort zone enough. And I think this is like a real opportunity to kind of branch out there. I bought Adidas golf shoes, which I think I bought more purely based off just like performance and how comfortable they are, as opposed to like actual how they look. Wow. But, and this is a huge step for me, but like, but now I just like, now I can't, I don't want to commit to a whole Adidas fit, cause I look like Colin Morikawa. And I just, at that point you just look like Jeff, but like, that was so uncalled for. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Jeff, I think Jeff's style is more like floral. If I remember correctly, he wears a lot of like colorful floral shirts. I don't know. Shout out Jeff.
I'm gonna shout out, and then we can switch over to Dom. I'll shout out Kush. Joe knows Kush pretty well as well. He's our buddy from LMU, transferred to Oregon, doing big things in LA. He's my golf buddy down here in LA. So Kush is he's also an Adidas shoe guy for Nike golf, or for golf. What am I saying? I went with the Air Force Ones, or sorry, with the Air Maxes for golf, Nike, and him and I had a debate about how to fit that. And we've been lately just going, I mean, again, we're just at the range, but we've been going athletic shorts with kind of like an athletic t-shirt. And I think with that, with like a rope hat or just like a kind of like even like a, you know, any type of athletic hat, like a bucket hat or even a bucket hat or like a trucker hat, I think that's a good casual vibe. And then as your swing starts looking better and better, then you can kind of start getting a little bit more flashy. But I think the parallel of who's wearing the Jordan sleeve, it's like the too flashy too soon, you know?
Got it. That's a good call. I should slowly ramp up.
I also think like Nike polos that are like branded by like teams are fun. So like if you were to get like a Warriors like dry fit polo, or if you want to rep your own school, yeah, you could do that. I think that over like untucked with like a 7-inch inseam like Lulu short, fire.
I'm a 5-incher, but.
You're a 5-incher.
I got thigh tattoos, so I gotta show them off.
I have a 7 and a 5, but I think I rock the 7s. I think I am a 5-incher as well.
I think 7 is my sweet spot.
Yeah,
for my body, but
yeah, Dom, what's on your mind?
So last weekend, the wife and I drove out to UC Davis to go to her brother, my brother-in-law's track event. And, you know, it was raining, you know, it's at the UC Davis, whatever. So they don't have they didn't have any seats or anything. So I was like, we're standing, right? Standing for like 5-6 hours because he's in like multiple events. He's a decathlete. So shout out Ryan, killing it. But yeah, so you have to kind of have to wait for like several events for him to compete in. And so my feet were just killing me, right? And I was just thinking like, how the hell am I going to survive Coachella in like a month, right? Which is basically, I don't know, 8-10 hour days of standing for 3 days. So I guess I'm just a little worried about my feet situation. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is Megan is like throwing out these crazy like fashion things, like I should wear these mesh tops or I don't know, the most like outlandish style, right? And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, why do I have to wear this crap? And then she's like, oh, I'm just gonna wear like something comfortable. So, I'm just, I don't know. Talk me off the ledge here. Like I'm a little freaked out that I
is Megan listening. Is Megan listening to our recording?
No, she's not home.
Okay.
It's the mesh top for me.
Yeah,
she wants me to look like Jeff Hardy. I don't know if you know.
go for it. You go for a first spread.
I think Mesh top that Coachella is the shooting sleeve at Open Gym.
Yeah. It's like Mesh chops with the muffin top, right? It's just
Oh, so we're in Marin, like Corte Madera or whatever. And so we're just walking around, we see like an Urban Outfitters. I'm like, oh, do you want to like check that out? Maybe they have some stuff I could get for Coachella. And literally, like all the mannequins in there when you walk in are exactly like what Megan was wanting me to wear. I was like, it was a mesh top with like a waffle like shirt and a bucket hat or something. It's just like the most ridiculous thing. But
I think a fun pod episode would be reviewing y'all's Coachella fashion after it happens. But I mean, anyway, but Dom, I think you can pull it off. I'm gonna be honest here. I think you know you're very self-aware of what your strengths and limitations are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if what like I was almost trying to wear like if I was gonna wear something like crazy, it would definitely be, you know, more on the ironic side, right? But like people wouldn't get that. You wouldn't get this, Joe, but I was trying to dress maybe like Topper in Outer Banks, just the most like overly preppy fit.
Yeah, that actually could also tie into Joe's golf swag question. Topper's golf swag is, ain't it? But
I could go that way, or maybe I could just lean into you know, like the perfect match Netflix reality show Fuckboys. Just like the dangly cross earring.
You're gonna dangly cross earring?
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. Just go full Chase or Bartiz.
You know what? A happy medium, though, in like, I think your comfort zone and pushing the boundary a little bit is, I think you could rock like a overall shorts.
Overall shorts.
Like, I think you rock overalls, but like not all the way down, like, because you're still gonna be in the desert. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Almost looking like a little kid, but like, you know, one strap, only one strap on the shoulder, wear a nice like striped tee underneath, or even like a mesh tee underneath at that point.
But it all comes back to mesh.
Yeah. You go crop top?
Crop top. I'm not prepared. I haven't been doing 1236, 1263s or whatever. I'm out of shape.
You could go linen, Dom. I think linen shirt is a good vibe. I might have to bring that back next year. I remember I caught heat for my Coachella outfits from YouTube like last year, so I might have to step it up.
I think you should step it up, Brad.
It's because I think you rocked the shirt with like an undershirt instead of going
just going shirtless under.
And I think another day you just wore a white tee.
No, that was my linen button up.
I mean, I think where I would give both of you like leeway or pass and not judge is like your shoe choice. Cause you know, I think, you know, maybe in our 20s, like Vans or those type of like flat shoes, little support were the move, like that you can just get dirty. But now I think like comfort is key here. So like if you want to rock a Hoka or like a, you know, like an Air Max or like, you know, an Air Max 270, like something with like a big air bubble or something comfortable. Yeah. I think
I kind of want like a beater pair of Air Maxes. That's the thing about Air Maxes. I just don't want to get them dirty, you know? But like,
yeah,
I feel like if I could get a good pair of Air Maxes and just like not worry about like beating them up a little bit, I'd be down for that. So this is me opening up the Nike website right now to see what's available.
Yeah.
For like $50. Like if I could get like a pair of Nikes for like $50, that might be the move.
$50?
Yeah,
that's a tough.
You're gonna buy a Roshi or what?
Like a 2004 Huarache.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fire.
Those were fire. Huarache were fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the feet part is definitely what I'm worried about. I don't know, I just couldn't stand like for 5 hours one day. How do you do it, Brad?
You don't stand for 5 hours. You go to the food tent and sit down for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm telling like Megan.
Back in my youth, I used to be able to just like stand and do the whole festival. But now in my geriatric age of 31, I need to build in time to hang out and explore the festival.
I told him I'm going to the lounge. That there's like an American Express lounge, I think.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be chilling there. Like, if you can't find me, I'm gonna be there.
Should I apply for an American Express right now just to get this? I want a platinum. Can you refer me?
Oh, I'll have it.
I would love to.
This is literally my next, like next.
Oh, Brad, you'd be perfect. Me and Dom, when we travel together, we have our like we go to the Oakland Lounge with our American Express cards.
Yeah.
We can do a podcast in there with the Filipino waiter that kept serving us beer. It'd be great. Yeah,
I'm about to apply for this card right now. Someone refer me. You guys can Rochambeau for the referral. I'll let you guys do it.
You can have it though. But
thank
you. Because you're gonna use Brad's Athletic Greens referral code. I think it's only appropriate.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And then Joe, I can give you my Equinox referral when you join Equinox.
Oh no. Dom lives above an Equinox, but anyway. Let's get to the exciting part, because I think this part is actually like the controversial part of the podcast.
Okay.
So we're doing a rainy day song draft.
who gets the first draft? Who gets the first pick?
I have a random wheel spinner thing up here. We can just
let's randomize it.
Yeah.
Is it NBA lottery random, where like it's rigged, or is it like actually random?
Well, it depends if I get the first pick or not. But
if Dom gets the first pick because he's a Lakers fan, it's rigged. But yeah.
Well, okay. Dom got the first pick.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Damn.
And then after Dom, it is me. So Dom, me, Brad. Do you all want to snake it?
Yeah, let's snake it.
Or do you want to just go in order? Because I mean, I think the overlap chance here is low, but who knows?
Snake for sure.
Okay, we'll snake. Yeah. We'll snake. All right. Wow. So Dom with the number one overall pick.
Full disclosure, when Brad proposed this topic, I was like, what the hell is like a rainy day song? Like, what does that even mean? So I had to scramble the last few days. I think there's really only one overall draft pick that should get taken first, and it's Come Clean by Hillary Duff.
Oh.
That was like, I cannot think of a number one pick.
It really got me through 12 through 30 this afternoon, just walking and letting the rain fall down.
Oh, is that Let the Rain
Fall Down? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's I did not think of that. That's a great pick.
That's a great pick. That didn't even crack my top five, but that's like the pick that like was on the board late, and people are like, ooh, like, that's a stretch, but it might pan out.
I mean, I think I would equate that to like
drafting Russell Westbrook at 3.
I think that's like that drafting Giannis at 1. It's like not the obvious pick, but like I think Brad and I will have a tough time getting a pick as good as that. Because even the it might be my favorite Hillary Duff song.
Yeah. Wait, isn't that Jamie Lynn Spears? What you were harmonizing?
No, you're thinking of the Zoey 101 theme song, not the Zoey 101.
I thought that's what it sounded like.
Oh no! I'm trying to think of the beginning. Anyway, but yes, great. That's a great pull.
Very good.
The Dom scouting report, the scouting team is definitely did their work. Yeah, I like that Dom.
Yes, the first thing that Joe liked that I answered.
It's a draft grade A.
Draft grade A. Yeah. All right. I can go next. So the last time we did a draft, it was about Marvel, right? And Marvel superheroes and those teams. And I'm not gonna lie, I didn't come ready. I think my team was easily the worst one out of the three drafted. I drafted a team full of heart, not full of skill. And thinking about like sort of what I wanted to build, my selections here, I think there's, once as a team manager, I want to build like a list of songs based around defense, right? Because defense wins championships. So I don't think this is the best rainy day song, But I think it's more my intention here to make sure that someone here doesn't pick this song. And I don't know if someone here was going to pick this song, but I just want to be safe. So with my first round pick, I'm taking Thinking About You by Frank Ocean.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a great, I think, you know, on a rainy day, you get in your vibe, your feels, get a little bit of introspection going on, right? Thinking about that person.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also I think there's like a whole, like with like a rainy day song that doesn't mention the rain, there's like a whole BPM thing there. Like you don't want it too mm-hmm. fast, but you still want to kind of beat. And I think Thinking About You kind of hits that spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was Dom's wedding song, so I want to make sure he doesn't get it.
Appreciate it. Good pick, Joe. Good pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll record that when we see him, when Dom and I see him in the desert in a month. All right, finally, good. You guys, I was worried that you guys would pick mine. I mean, I think it's an obvious one. No matter where I was slotted in this draft, I was gonna, this was my first pick. I've had my eyes on this song since we announced this draft. My first round pick is Too Little Too Late by JoJo.
Wow.
I think it is unequivocally the number one rainy day song. And if you watch the music video, it's also giving rainy day vibes. The song hits on any day of the week. It hits on any weather pattern, but on rainy days, it hits a little bit more.
Oh, I see the music video now. I was like, why this? But yes,
I was just excited. I was excited to hear Brad's picks. I love the sad boy Brad era.
Yeah,
come with me, stay the night.
It's fun. I tried to build a whole lineup on defense, and I could not predict what Brad was going to pick. I went through every Chainsmokers song, and I was like, I couldn't justify picking a single one of them. But no, Too Little Too Late, great JoJo song, great JoJo song. Long live JoJo.
Yeah, long live JoJo.
But yes, with the Rainy Day music video, that's an awesome pick.
When this time has made me strong, I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now. Okay, cool. Dude, yeah,
When you tweeted about Howie Day, I was like, yeah. Dude, Brad's bringing the heat. I haven't heard Howie Day. I haven't heard that song in like years.
Yeah, it's a sleeper. I mean, it's on the draft board, but it wasn't gonna be my first round pick. But yeah, I do have the heat when it comes to rainy day songs, I feel like. Okay, my pick again, right?
Yes.
All right, so this one, I have a couple different ones I could go with. I think I'm not too worried about you guys picking my songs, so I'm gonna save some of the more, like, I had to get the first pick with Too Little Too Late off the board, but the rest of these I feel like I could kind of take a gamble, right? So number two, my second round pick is going to be Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition. Great rainy day song. Classic 2000s R&B. Very slow. It just hits. It's an R&B classic. That first like beat drop. It's nice.
I thought I could take that in the third round.
Did you really have that on your list too?
Yeah, I did.
Is that on your draft board? Wow.
Yeah, that's
wow. Well, then I'm glad I grabbed this off. Grab this early.
I think when you like, a part of my research here is I googled like songs that mention rain, right?
Yeah,
or like rainy day songs, and a lot of them are just like, you know, like songs that have the word rain or title rain in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Even without looking at that, Can You Stand the Rain was like definitely like, you know,
yeah,
pure soul R&B, right? Like just
it's like you can like pick yourself, pick yourself like with the headphones on. It's like it's giving like the lo-fi album artwork, and you're just like watching like the rain come down outside and like Dom and Megan's penthouse, and then you're like
two solid picks.
Are we making a AirPods and Airballs Spotify playlist?
Yes, literally. Yes. That is it's already been started by me.
All right.
It's gonna be in order of the picks. Yeah.
There you go. All right, I'm up next. I think this one, not your traditional rainy day song, But I think when you, if I told you, hey, you're listening to this song, I think you only imagine it raining outside. And it's a little bit of a sad song, and I think it's like from this artist, it's unique because this is more of like a storytelling song than an actual song. But I'm going Stan by Eminem. Yeah, because I think it's a different take of Eminem. It's raining in the song. The chorus is like a classic rainy day song in itself. There's raindrops in the song itself. Coined a whole term now used by Gen Z,
Wait,
which
what?
is when you
Yeah,
stan
what is?
something.
Oh,
Yeah, like I'm a Drake stan. It
Yeah.
originates from the song Stan by Eminem.
I didn't know that.
Okay, okay,
Yes.
okay.
But I that is in my like top three of Eminem songs.
Okay.
I did not know you were an Eminem guy.
I am white, but
Sometimes I forget that.
yeah, but no, I think like especially like late 90s, early 2000s Eminem, I think is some really good stuff. And I think this is like a unique, like here's how I tell like a compelling story with my lyrics and take you on a ride. Yeah. Really great Grammys performance with Elton John. Yeah.
All right.
We stand. No, no pun intended.
There you go. There you go.
Well, all right. Well, this next pick is well, I'm happy that this is still on the board. I don't know if anyone's going to be grabbing the songs that I have on my queue, but I got to find my Chris Middleton to my Giannis or my Drew Holiday or Brooke Lopez, whatnot, but I'm going with the I believe this album won album of the year in 2019, I believe.
Oh,
And
oh,
the song is Rainbow by Kacey Musgraves.
oh, ah, yeah,
that's a banger.
beautiful, uplifting song, like whatever you're going through in life, whatever rain's coming down,
You got
there's
a
always gonna be a rainbow.
little draw. You know
There's always been a rainbow.
what's funny? I started playing that song. So like I've been playing every song that we list, I like play the first bit of it in my headphones on like with lower volume. And so Dom's voice over that piano intro.
It's so
So good. Whatever you're
good.
going through, whatever it's like if
Yeah,
Kacey Musgraves was like performing live, like that's what she would be saying within that piano intro. Oh, it's so good. I like
good
the
pick.
diversity we have is great in this playlist.
I think we're doing a good job staying on theme too. I'm proud of us. I think I myself went off the rails, but like but yes.
All right,
Good picks.
Dom.
I'm excited for this playlist. It might actually make me download Spotify.
You don't have Spotify.
Yeah,
Are you an
I don't have
Apple Music
Spotify
guy?
either.
You guys are both Apple Music guys?
Yeah.
Oh
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh God. That would have been a hot take, honestly.
Stay
It's a
tuned.
red flag.
Stay tuned.
Red flag, red flag. All right, Dom's your pick. I'm shook. I'm shook.
Oh, it's me. Is this the how many more
We have
picks
two
do
more rounds. We have
I
two
have?
more rounds.
Yeah, two more rounds. Okay, cool. Whew. All right, good.
All right, all right. I think I'm gonna go away from the white ladies for a sec. We're gonna go with I feel like this artist was really big for us in college. During our formative college years. And he was just recently mistreated by the Gen Zs at Rolling Loud. I think it was last year, 2 years ago, maybe. I don't know. But the song that I'm picking is The Prayer by Kid Cudi.
Ooh,
I don't know if
I was like, I'm not the biggest Cudi guy.
this song
Not
will hit when it's raining outside for sure.
The Prayer by Kid Cudi. Let's see.
It's very slow, a little sad, but
Oh, yeah, I hear it. I hear it.
it's good.
I like it.
And
I like Cudi.
when you're introducing this artist, I thought you were like mixing up like the Rolling Loud with like Flognaw, you're gonna pick like a Drake song or something.
Nah. Oh yeah, but no, didn't they throw a bottle at him or something?
Something like that.
It's messed up.
Oh, did they?
I think that's why. I think that's why I hate Rolling Loud.
There's so many festivals these days. I don't even know where like Rolling Loud was.
I think it was in LA, right?
That
was in Miami.
I think it's Miami. But
all right,
okay.
I like it. I like
good
it.
Pick. Good pick, Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph.
This one isn't a. So when I was thinking about sort of like what songs I want to pick here, you know, I think when I think of a good rainy day song, it can't be too fast. Has to be a little mellow, but you know, kind of raise your spirits a little bit. I think it also has to have you get you in your feels a little bit, get you a little bit introspective. And I want a little like a good hi-hat drum, right? Like to kind of bring that along. And even though this song isn't about rain, I think it hits those, and I think makes for good rainy day vibes. I'm picking "I Want You Around" by Snow Allegra. You probably heard it on the radio a decent amount. And it's about basically about like, you know, I'm not with you right now, but I want you here, right? Like, I just want you in my space. And I think, you know, when you're inside, you feel trapped. You look out, those raindrops are tapping against your window. You're just thinking about those people that aren't inside with you, right? It's, hey, baby, it's you and me.
Yeah.
And these four walls.
This is so great. Yeah. I love this. When Denise goes to work, is that what you think about, Joe? I want you around by Snow Allegra.
Yeah, Denise, why can't you work from home? I know you're a dentist.
Yeah, can't you mind just come to our living room?
Oh yeah, why not?
Would you really want her to be around? Like, this is not a trick question, but
let me just ask you like an incredibly loaded question in our totally public podcast that Denise is listening to on her drive to work.
Megan has like half days on Tuesday, and I feel like I just know that I'm not going to get anything done, you know, that second half of the day, because she's going to be home and like just be Megan and do all that. So
I think I really appreciate what Denise's schedule right now. Like, she's working more than she usually does, but she typically has Fridays off. I mean, she's probably listening to this right now on a Friday where she's going to work. I'm sorry, I love you, but like but it's good. It just brightens my moods up. Like, my dog is happier, right? Like, yeah. Like, in between her doing like her stuff, like there'll be random snacks sometimes. It's great. Yeah. But like, it's also nice to have my own space sometimes, right? Like, it's nice, like, oh hey, I can do laundry sometimes, right? Stuff like that. But anyway.
Yeah. We love our wives.
We love the wives. Want you around, baby. Yes. Anyway. Brad.
Good pick. I'm realizing that I have more songs than picks, so I really have to be strategic here and figure out who is going to be signed as a undrafted free agent and be playing for me in summer league. So with that, I'm going to go with one that I hope it doesn't get taken when it comes back around. So this one is like
your last two picks.
Oh, these are my last two picks, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Okay. Sorry. No swearing on the pod. Man. Okay. Well, I have back to back. So the first one I'll go with is one that I think is just kind of like good vibes. It could be played at like the dinner table as well. Like, if you're at like dinner with your folks or just have company over, you can play in the background. I'm going with "Don't Know Why" by Norah Jones.
True classic.
And when it's a rainy day, you're just kind of like, you know, you just play it on and you just kind of start singing in your car. And you really hit those high notes and you just kind of vibe. That's kind of the, I think that's, it gives, you know, it gives rainy day.
Yes.
So that's a good one.
It also kind of gives me Christmas vibes too. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's just like, it's the indoors, like cozy weather vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, if you have good company over, like I'm thinking like dinner in the holidays, right? Like, so yeah, that's my pick. And then for the last pick, I'm really struggling here.
We'll do an honorable mentions part at the end.
Okay. I'm gonna go with I'll go like outside of the main artist that I've been going with, and I'm gonna go with Boston by Augustana. So I think that one is like ultimate rainy day.
Think I'm going to Boston.
Yeah.
You think I'm starting a new me.
You don't even care. Boston.
Wow.
Wow.
So that rounds out my roster.
I love the song. I just don't imagine myself screaming
when it's on a rainy day. It does. I do. Like if it like this past year when it's rained like 7 days in a row, I'm definitely screaming.
I can definitely see like the dramatic, like yelling out the window, like banging the window glass as like the raindrops are beating against your house or whatever. So I guess I dig it. I dig it. I think that's a solid four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my roster. I'm very happy with the roster. I'm excited for honorable mentions as well, but for the sake of time, I'll kick it back to you, Joe.
I'm stuck here. I think one of my picks might get me canceled. I'm debating, but not like hardcore canceled, but like this person has been in the news, but like
they're like John Morant,
Like John Morant level canceled. Yeah. Like John Morant in the news. But let me go with the safer option. We can talk about it later. But okay. I think this song's a classic. I think on everybody's Pandora radio stations when it came out. And I just think of you want a song that picks you up a little bit. I think this does. I'm picking Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby, good old JJ. Yeah, this is a good rainy day one. Yeah. Good little tune. It's kind of like daytime rainy day, you know? It's not like nighttime pouring. It's like just kind of like
it's rain. Not a storm song. It's like it's like drizzle to rain. It's like, you know, on your car windshield wipers, there's like the different settings. This is like a two, one or two. This isn't like a three.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good one, Joe. That
rounds out your guys' teams. Last pick.
Damn. Take us home, Dom.
You get two last picks.
No,
I guess it's my last. Yeah. My
That's
last what round. I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah. Oh, no, right. This is the last one.
Sorry. I will say the Boston pick is definitely ruffled my feathers here. Might have inspired me to call an audible here.
Ooh.
You love audible.
I think I was going between a couple. One was maybe on Joe's canceled artist length.
World's greatest by R. Kelly.
Yeah, I think
what a wild thing that would be.
It's a good rainy day song. I mean.
Wow, I think I'm gonna diversify and go into the Brad rock route. I'm gonna go All American Rejects. Ooh. It ends tonight.
Wow.
Ooh.
That is a solid rainy day song.
That is in the realm of yelling out the window.
Yes, it is.
When darkness turns to light, ends tonight. Wow, this is a banger.
We made a great playlist here. I think
this playlist is fire.
It's diverse. We got like different. Well, we got like four different genres, but like, some great songs. Great songs. Good job. I'm proud of us. And I would love to hear from the listeners. Like, what do you think? Do you have any rainy day playlist songs you think we should have added? What are your rainy day songs?
And give us your feedback. Like, did we miss? Are we over? Are we putting songs in a tier they don't belong on? You know, we want to know.
Yeah. So what is your like? What are your honorable mentions? Like, what is on your list that you didn't draft?
I'll list like two. So I mean, I tweeted about Collide by Howie Day, so I won't repeat that one. The two that I had that were honorable mentions were Easy on Me by Adele. Actually, I'll say three. So Easy on Me by Adele, Coming Home by Diddy, and then This
Woman's Oh, that's Work a by great one. Oh, that's a great one. Home. Yeah.
And then This Woman's Work by Maxwell.
Wow.
Wow, that is a sexy rainy day song. When I think of This One's Worth by Maxwell, I think of the sex scene in Love and Basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The song is literally what I the song is like a yeah, what about you guys? What do you guys have?
So the other one I had, not by a canceled artist, is I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie.
Ooh.
And then I was thinking of taking a Maroon 5 song.
Ooh.
Yeah, Sunday Morning.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song. It's a good song. Like, Songs About Jane, best thing Maroon 5 ever did, and it's been all downhill since then. But, like, some bangers on that album, but Sunday Morning is, like, the perfect. Yeah.
Sunday
like,
Morning's an amazing one.
Yeah.
What was the first one that you said? Sorry.
I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab.
Yeah, okay. All right. Adding the honorable mentions into the playlist as well. To round it out.
Definitely had Sunday Morning as well.
Yeah.
I also had
Sunday morning rain is falling.
I also had heard him say Kanye West.
Ooh, that's a good one.
With two,
wow, really,
two canceled really artists went, on one song.
You guys really went into the canceled artist.
And then I had You and Me by Lifehouse.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
it's great you song.
And me and, me and all of the people, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
great.
And song. I had a Chicago freestyle in there, a little more recent. So.
Ooh. The Boston and the All American Rejects pick kind of inspired me to think of The Reason by Hoobastank.
Ooh.
Mm.
Not a perfect person.
And then one more song I forgot my all the mentions. Fire and Desire by Drake. I think Drake R&B is like perfect like rainy day weather. Some of it's too fast. I think Marvin's Room is a little too sad.
I think Take Care is like a great rainy day song too.
I like
Take Care's in there.
Yeah.
I also had, if we're back on the R&B route, I had Charlene by Anthony Hamilton. Great song. I don't know if you guys know that one.
I love this Brad. Brad's got so much humor. Brad's in his bag right now.
Charlene.
Like, hold up, let him cook.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad's got the shooting sleeve on and he earned it.
Don't let him get hot.
He's got the shooting sleeve off to wipe off the tears from this playlist.
Brad, you're making this playlist?
It's on. It's loaded, locked and loaded. 24 songs.
Yes. Yeah, that's
you guys
got
to download Spotify for it.
Yeah.
You guys might have to download Spotify for it, but I will text it out to you guys.
No worries. We can always copy it onto Apple Music anyway. You know.
There's an app I think that lets you actually bridge over.
It's fine. It's 24 songs.
That was fun though.
No, that was a good topic.
That was a good one.
This is a good audience participation one. Love to see what people's rainy day songs, what they think we missed, who had the best rainy day songs, why is it Brad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a good segment. And again, listeners, we want to hear from you guys.
Yeah. Real quick.
We know we got some musically inclined folks. Yeah, sorry, go for it.
Real quick before we wrap, I'm assuming we're wrapping soon. I did have a haters corner.
Hit.
That's right.
We're bringing it back. So watching basketball. I was watching Clippers and Warriors. Our Clippers against your Warriors. And a lot of
PG like, stand over here.
This is something I've noticed like for a long time now. I don't understand why NBA players hate tucking in their shirts. Like if you see like a Dante DiVincenzo or a Jordan Poole,
Dante DiVincenzo,
their jerseys are always untucked. Like right when they get in the game, it's just always untucked. And when the game ends, like any game ends, I've seen Julius Randle like right when the buzzer sounds, just immediately untucks the shirt. It's like a natural instinct.
Okay, David Stern.
Yeah. Law and Order. Bring back Law and Order to the league.
Kevin Hartney over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow the rules. Especially with
Tom would be the best ref. He would just give them technicals for untucked shirts. You're like the Chris Paul of the NBA.
Especially with Jordan Poole wears like, you know, like size extra small on his shorts. Like, how does that not stay on, right?
I don't, well, were the Warriors, I missed it. I had a rec league game last night, so I missed this. Were they wearing those, like, those empowerment jerseys they've been wearing all season?
No, they're just
wearing I think they wore their whites, actually.
Because those empowerment jerseys, they have the rows on the bottom, which only makes sense when the jerseys are untucked.
Yeah.
But
so maybe that's why, Dom. They're just trying to show off the beautiful design of the jersey.
Yeah, do you not support women, Dom?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Took a dark turn. Wow. Hey, my rainy day songs to women.
Yeah.
Go.
But, yeah, Joe, how many women did you pick in yours?
One.
You chose more canceled artists?
Did you, did you post your wife on International Women's Day?
I did not. How dare I?
Denise's tweet.
Yeah. I almost did. I thought about it. I swear. Just because. But but also real quick, one thing I want to shout out, Denise put, like, so Denise and I were rewatching Magic Mike Double XL like last night or two nights ago, and there's like a big dance scene at the end of Magic Mike Double XL. I know the new one has a 30 minute dancing, which is nuts.
30 minutes.
But there's like basically Channing Tatum and Twitch, RIP, doing like a 5 minute routine on like two women. And I told Denise, if you gave me 2 months and five days a week training, I think I could recreate the whole dance scene. And she put out a poll on her close friends, and all the guys had my back. Jeff had my back. I think Dom had, no, I don't think Dom had my back, but
I,
like,
I don't think I saw it in time.
Like, like Kenny, Brian, Ryan Hatta, all said I could do it. Jeff.
They all think you can do it.
I could, recreate the dance if I gave it my all for 2 months. The only people that didn't believe me were Denise's friends. So
I'm not going to
put the commitment towards it, but just shout out to, I don't think any of them listened to this podcast, but, or if they did, I don't know if they made it this long, but just want to thank, I want to thank my supporters. I see you. Joe Hive, stand up.
there's only one way to prove this.
No, I'm not learning a strip routine.
If I could sneeze in 2 months, Joe, you could do that routine.
I could do a 5 minute routine.
Yeah, I could sneeze for 2 seconds.
This is the new 1,000 listen goal, right? Because we didn't get it for Coachella. If we get 1,000 listens on any episode, I will commit to learning the routine and then posting it on. I'll even rent out like a little studio where I could do a live performance in front of people.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm calling it now. You've had to admit it this far to listen, but yes, 1,000 listens on an episode. It's happening.
Wow. Wow. Joe's not even going to post it on his OnlyFans. He's going to post it straight up.
It's for our AirPods and AirPods Patreon. But
wow.
Yeah.
Love that.
Cool. Well, anything else before we sign off?
Nope. I love it. Good episode, boys.
Oh, prayers up for my hero, Lonzo Ball. You know, another surgery.
Yeah.
Another surgery on him. So
yeah, that actually player. Sucks.
So
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, recovers, comes back. That's it.
Well, yeah. Speedy recovery. Get well soon. Yeah, Brad, excited to see how much Japanese you learn next week. But
yes,
I'm literally watching the Japan Italy World Baseball Classic game right now, so might tune into the Japanese broadcast to see if I can catch some stuff.
Brad just comes back saying, Shohei Ohtani,
Ohtani-san.
Yeah. All right, until next time,
all right, everybody,
later,
boop,
boop. Peace.
You know, man.